שלום, אנחנו נקרא קטעים
נבחרים. Hello, we're going to read selected excerpts from the on the topic of work and wholeness at the entrance to Ibur as preparation for the Congress. You can send questions to cab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
The rule is, in spirituality, it's equivalence of form. From lack of equivalence of form, a true opposite and two equivalents of form, adhesion. Between these two opposite points lie the created beings. One cannot exist without the other, because we, as the created beings, can only feel one thing from its opposite. Therefore, if we're talking about a revelation of the Creator, coming closer to Him, attaining Him, we're talking about wholeness. Wholeness is attained by unwholeness, one thing from its opposite. So, we have to understand what states we have to go through in order to prepare ourselves in unwholeness to the wholeness. We can think that, okay, so let's start engaging in unwholeness, to actively attain unwholeness, only about bad things that are opposite the Creator. Let's attract ourselves to them and to go into these states more and more so that there'll be a preparation for us to attain the opposite thing, wholeness. This is not so. Rather, the system works in an opposite way. The more we try to reach wholeness, understanding, and recognition of the spiritual contents, the spiritual qualities of bestowal and love, we will attain the opposite. We'll attain the place we're in. Meaning, as light excels from darkness, but darkness too is only attained when you are attracted to the light. That's how it happens. Therefore, the attraction has to always be to wholeness. And that's work, that's hard work. And the reward in working on attaining wholeness is actually the reward is that what we find is our own unwholeness, how opposite we are. In this oppositeness, we may see the reward, the payment, a true success. As much as we were able to discover more and more and more of the infrastructure of creation, the sin of the tree of knowledge, the destruction that the Creator has established as the beginning of creation. Without this, you cannot approach wholeness. And therefore, the first question, even before we read these holy words, is what is unwholeness, lack of wholeness? What's the right preparation to attain the state of ubao, embryo? What state must I be in before I attain Immediately after that, I attained the entrance into the conception, to the Ibur. Please. All the spiritual states are in the emotion, in the understanding, in various discernments, clear discernments about created beings, etc. So what's the right preparation to go into the Ibur, into the conception? Please.
The right preparation, as always, is you make more than 100% of an effort in order to try to realize what Kabbalists are saying. And what you get as a result is the complete opposite of what you invested. You invested in connection, you'll see more and more lack of connection. You try to annul, and you'll see even more how you don't annul. I guess this is how it should be. On one hand, you really want to go into Ibur with the friends, and then you see how you're totally not there. Maybe the gap between the two, the pain between them, creates a prayer that you can respond to.
Yeah, the question was actually about the moment before the conception. What's the moment before the Ibur? I presume it's a great darkness and inability to cope with this desire.
It's this realization that there is not a shred of desire to bestow in a person. There's hatred for it and rejection. And then again, it comes from one force. There's none else besides him and all that.
I feel this unwholeness in the inability of a person to connect it all to one source, to connect all the components of the spiritual picture even. He knows them, but he can't connect them to one flow, to one connection.
A really, really big need for connection, like air, like life, out of a sensation of separation and inability to achieve connection. These things.
I'd say this is a state of arvut. A state of arvut is actually when you feel that you're not connected, and upon it, because we worked and because we already know this situation, what we actually do is try to connect above it.
Our common effort for connection is climaxing. Huge concealment, total darkness. We can't succeed. We really want to. And there's a big, big demand.
That on the one hand, you feel a tremendous deficiency when you're on the opposite. You can't even connect to one of the friends who's sitting by your side in the table. On the other hand, you have great joy because you've reached a state that you know that can give you this leap.
It's like going to taste some dish. You feel it. It's warm. It's tasty. It's a little sweet. It's a little spicy or something. And what it's made of, all kinds of, all the vegetables and the meat and I don't know, all kinds of things. And all of that right now, I don't have. Every flavor that there is in the Ibur, in the conception, I don't have it. I feel it. I know it. I have a kli that is lacking in every discernment, in every nuance, every subtlety that there is in the state of Ibur. And every single one of these things, I feel that I'm ready for it. I want it. I feel like I just need to be there. But everything is ready. It's written, it's all ready for the meal. So how can I describe it? Go ahead. So, a state of lack of wholeness before the entrance to the spiritual degree is a state where we know and understand and feel from within the kli. We feel the next state. Let's describe it. What does it mean? Lack of ibur. Absence of ibur. Absence of dvikut. Absence of wholeness.
Absence of ibur, dvikut, and wholeness. What is that?
Meaning that it's between us, first and foremost. Between us. In the ten. How can we describe it? Go ahead.
Maybe that we have to connect, but we see that we're incapable, despite of everything we're doing. And it's the same discernment regarding annulment. We really want to annul, but we can't.
Right. Inability to bestow in the ten. Inability to pray for the friends.
I can't find inside me any example before I've tasted. Even in corporeality, you taste something and only then you say that's something else. I don't know.
I can picture it like a moment before the point in the heart meets the first lecture in the wisdom of Kabbalah. You feel like everything exists, you did everything and it's all present, but something is missing. You don't know what it is, but it's missing. Like, you need what this one thing that will connect everything and put everything in order and make it all one picture.
Yeah, there's a picture, some imagination of the flavors of connection. I don't know if that's what you find when you get there, but there is something, just like Ravin described now, that you're standing before this dish and you can imagine, you can depict the connection between the friends, the Brit, the connection, the covenant, the feeling that we're all living in that, and I don't know, these kinds of things.
When we add to the connection that's already there, we add the lack of the friends so that this yearning will grow. So we will have a prayer for even more dvikut, so we can keep it at a higher level. We don't settle, because if you have soup and you have the flavors already, then I don't need it. But I create more through the friends, more yearning for the next state, for this dish that will soon be as a filling.
Whatever you can imagine in these components before a person, you only have two, him and the Creator. That's reality and that's where you're living. So out of this, both in the depth and in the width, the resolution you have, the more a friend is a Kabbalist, the more importance he has, and then he finds more nuances, and out of that we develop more and more wholeness of the mutual system of bestowal. Vice versa, you can put the whole world clean into that picture.
All that's missing is one ability to, instead of working according to your desire, you look at yourself from the side, and then from that point to connect to the friends, sympathize with them, feel that you're part of their desire.
I don't know what to say. We're missing. Because the sermons, they change all the time. So every time you're missing something else. The only thing that is clear to me that you should have real pain about not being in this next stage. when that's the only pain you have in life, and you'll be able to agree to everything from above, they'll do what's required with you.
Right, when a person wants to annul completely before the quality of bestowal, before the friends and the Creator, he really wants to, but he just can't. Meaning, even if he feels like he wants it, he just can't. So he is at a dead end in that sense.
Yeah, there is this desire, the feeling that you want to be attached and disconnected from your egoistic nature.
Yeah, I guess he can already describe the situation that he wants to be in, but he just can't arrange it, establish it, like package it.
Yeah, everything the friend said, again, it's, I understand, we all understand, all of us together understand what has to happen, and we can even describe it in great details, but we don't have the ability to do it. The description is pretty clear for all of us. We're talking about it every day. Amit just described it in a nice way, that the desire to see the greatness in every friend, you can find it in many ways.
And that's the happiest state that can be, because finally we see the real situation. We're finally given up on our own strength, and we can really ask Him to give us this strength to develop this complete lack. There's nothing else. More yearning for more dvikut with Him. This is the perfect state.
Right. I also just thought about that. It's as if we're already in this gap, the feeling of this unwholeness. We have such a great desire and yearning, and we have room to do the work. We have room for the prayer. So why isn't this the perfect and whole state already?
Right. When a person feels the biggest gap in his life between where he wants to be and where he is.
Rav, so how can we feel what we do have, what deficiency we have, and what the Creator should add so that we will feel ourselves in the Ibul, in the conception? What should He add to us? When I feel that I seemingly am in there, almost in this state of Ibur, in the wholeness of the state, but still I can't go into it, I can't cross the machsum, the barrier. What force should the Creator add to me here? This is probably faith above reason, but how can we feel that this is what we're lacking in order to be in the Ibur? Please.
As we can see in the process, what we get from the Creator is only blows, suffering, afflictions, and all kinds of things that the Creator things are positive. At the same time, He gives you that kli of above reason to allow you to go above all of these experiences, that the will to receive experiences and that are spread out in front of you, and this is what He gives.
I think we just talked about it a moment ago, that we're in this difficult situation and dark state, in a sense that I don't have any forces of my own, I'm despaired of my own forces, but this despaired is actually the opposite, it's a great happiness. It's as if the Creator can enable me to reverse things, that the yearning is the love, kind of.
I really can't describe it. I just have no imagination, no picture of it.
I guess it's a state where all the theory that we seemingly understand in our mind, like Leo said, it's really clear to us where we should be, what we should feel, how it should happen. But faith above reason is our true ability to go into this feeling, when we really feel there's none else besides Him and that He's the good that does good. This thing appears in the ten.
What the Creator adds? Well, first of all, the Creator is the one who does. In the end, He takes us through from a state of separation to connection, to maintain the state of connection. It's faith above reason, as I've said. He gives the power of bestowal. But He does it.
What we need here is the greatness of the friends, so that the Creator really gives us the force to see that. This should be the force that lets us walk in faith above reason, so that the deficiency won't cease on the one hand. On the other hand, we'll have a great yearning to actually be in connection with the friends above the feeling of the deficiency.
The power of the miracle that can bring you out of yourself and establish your avut for the friends. Excerpt number 1 from letter number 25 by Baal HaSulam. One who repents from love is rewarded with complete dvikut, adhesion, meaning the highest degree. And one who is ready for sins is in the netherworld. These are the farthest 2 points in this entire reality. It would seem that we should be meticulous with the word repentance, which should have been called wholeness, except it is to show that everything is preordained and each and every soul is already established in all its light, goodness, and eternity. But for the bread of shame, the soul went out in restrictions until it clothed in the murky body, and only through it does it return to its root prior to the tzimtzum, to the restriction, with its reward in its hand from all the terrible move that it had made. The reward in general is the real dvikut, meaning that she, the soul, got rid of the bread of shame because her vessel of reception has become a vessel of bestowal and her form is equal to her maker. By that you will see that if the descent is for the purpose of ascending, it is regarded as an ascension and not as a descent. Indeed, the descent itself is the ascent, because the letters of the prayer themselves are filled with abundance. And with a short prayer, the abundance is small for lack of letters. Our sages have said, if Israel had not sinned, only the 5 books of Moses and the book of Joshua would have been given to them.
This means that we have to discover the state that is opposite of wholeness, and then we can attain wholeness. But even in those states of unwholeness, we only reveal them if we want to be in wholeness. And therefore, what are we still lacking in order to discover the state that is opposite of Ibul? What are we still missing in order to attain the state that is opposite of the Ibul, of the conception? What other discernments are we still missing? What does our deficiency lack in order to go into the Ibul? Do I feel that I'm missing it at all? Or this deficiency is artificial? I hear it from others. So, well, okay. Okay, give it to me as well. But for it to really be missing, Because the word wholeness is something that without it I feel it's the opposite. So low, I'm so loathsome. Living is not worthwhile without it. Again, the question is, what are we lacking in order to attain the vessel of wholeness, of Ibur? What is the wholeness of an embryo? And what is the lack of wholeness, unwholeness of this embryo? What does that sperm, that drop, yearn for when it wants to find a place in the upper? Please.
Feels helplessness, like it's you and the friends are fighting over a toy, and the toy is your view and your thought that you can't let go of. It's hard for you to accept that the friend is the creator.
What is the conception lacking? I have no idea. I don't know. But it becomes clearer and clearer that you have to be in this process and to let the Creator do whatever He wants, because anyhow, that's what's going to happen. So only annulment, maybe. That's the only thing that may be missing.
What's missing is light. Light that develops the chisaron, the right chisaron. The yearning shows a person what is made of, in what direction he is going, who is the creator who manages him. It's light at the end of the day.
There's probably a feeling that you give no regard to others. The others don't give regard to this one force, none of us besides him, to such an extent that coming out of myself and only to aim at something outside me.
The wholeness of the ubal, the embryo, is that it is in a state of complete annulment. He's got nothing in terms of his own reality except his ability to cling to the Upper One and receive everything from the Upper One. The reason why the Upper One doesn't reject him is because he's in complete annulment.
What we're missing is a complete deficiency, so that it will be as clear as possible what state we're trying to reach and what state we're in. The picture I have in my mind is this sperm that is pushed by the forces of nature, but there's no question about it. It has to reach the womb. That's how we have to also... That's life. It's either that or death. You have to reach such a degree of need for connection.
When he wants to be greater in order to annul more, when he already feels annulment before the Upper One, and the consideration now to grow and to add is only so that he can annul more.
So just like this sperm cell is like a kamikaze pilot going to this mission that he won't come out of it alive. But it's not the kamikaze of this destruction. It's a kamikaze of love. He's going to devote himself to the friends. Any addition, any deficiency you have has to be in the discernment of how much I want to devote myself. Complete devotion to the friends all the time.
Right, when he wants to cling to the Creator, to the thought and view of each and every friend, and yet he is helpless. He can't move, not forward, not backward, not right, not left.
Rav, what sentence of a prayer can we compose in order to go into the Ibur? Each one says one sentence.
One sentence. Save me from my desperate state. From their desperate state.
Let's devote ourselves together to build the common deficiency.
Open my heart to see the importance of the power of bestowal.
We will give everything of ourselves and you'll finish the work.
My friends want to bestow, help them out.
Let us see your importance so that we can exert more in the connection between us, and so we can ask for more deficiency from you.
We want to adhere to you so we can serve you completely.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing me to this state. Just bring me out of it so I can be adhered in you and the friends.
Excerpt number 2 from Shamati, article number 40, Faith in the Rav. What is the measure? It is known that there is a right path and a left path. Right comes from the word, the right referring to the verse, and he believed in the Lord. The Targum says, right, when the Rav says to the disciple to take the right path. Right is normally called wholeness, and left, incompleteness. That corrections are missing there. In that state, the disciple must believe the words of his Rav, who tells him to walk in the right line, called wholeness. And what is the wholeness by which the disciple should walk? It is that one should depict to oneself as if one has already been rewarded with whole faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in the form of the good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives only good from him. Yet, when one looks at oneself, he sees that he is poor and indigent. In addition, when he observes the world, he sees that the whole world is tormented, each according to his degree. One should say about that, they have eyes and see not. It means that as long as one is in multiple authorities, called they do not see the truth. What is the multiple authorities? As long as one has two desires, even though one believes that the entire world belongs to the Creator, but something belongs to man too. In fact, one must annul one's authority before the authority of the Creator and say that one does not want to live for oneself. And the only reason that one does want to exist is in order to bring contentment to the Creator. Thus, by that, one annuls one's own authority completely. And then one is found in the single authority, being the authority of the Creator. Only then can one see the truth, how the Creator leads the world by the quality of benevolence. But as long as one is in multiple authorities, meaning when he still has two desires in both mind and heart, one is unable to see the truth. Instead, one must go above reason and say, they have eyes, but they do not see the truth.
How can I describe the state where living for myself is not worth it, only to give contentment to the Creator? How can I depict this state that living for myself is worthless? I'm going to erase this whole thing, this meaning of only for me, rather only for the Creator. Please.
A state where it's clear to you what is happening, that the reward is inside of you, and it's intolerable, and all you want is to be leaning outwards, to bestow upon the friends, upon others.
The moment that, on the one hand, you find the beauty and the purity of the quality you bestow, and how low and despised is the will to receive you're in.
Right. How complete is the quality of bestowal, full of everything and contains everything, and how I am opposite.
In some weird way, the will to receive itself can understand that it can't, it's incapable of really being fulfilled, incapable of any joy, I don't know, incapable of living. It's possible to feel it. You can understand this even in our own life. Maybe we can look at it this way, and then there is no choice. You have to bestow.
In the beginning, you run away from the ego because it only makes it harder on you and closes in on you, and you're not. You're not ready for this anymore. You're not willing anymore. But even afterwards, it still corners you, and you feel that you have to not run away from it, but into the friends, and increase the importance of providing the friends with avut and support in their escape. That's it. And then you have a new weight, so to speak, a new reality that opens up.
It's best if we describe, if we depict the state where the ego is not empty, and how despicable a person, etc., etc. Rather, to look at where life is, where is this resonance with a frequency of bestowal and love that fills the entire reality. Really take part with that, and you feel your responsibility over the general system. Let's try to be in that, and less in the empty vessel.
Out of this responsibility, you want to leave this cycle of your donkey that's constantly chasing its own tail, and really merge with the desire of the friends, because there, in the connection between us, is the Creator. That's an equality.
Rav, wholeness cannot stay alone. You have to have the incompleteness as a contradiction, as light excels from darkness. They both have to exist in the same state. So, what do I find as the opposite state of wholeness? A true opposite, and as opposed to that, the state of wholeness in a complete manner. Please. Opposite discernments in the state of wholeness. When I feel them, both of them, simultaneously. It's not that one state and then the other. What are we talking about here? What is this related to?
In the end, it's all in relation to the kli. There has to be a state where you're really drawn to the right. You really want to connect to the friends, and you want to bestow, and you exert in this more and more. You want to be dedicated. All of these sublime, lofty terms we talk about. But then you get the lack, the absence. You see how disconnected, undevoted you are, unbestowing. The wholeness is the gap between the two. You have to have both.
Yeah, this gap you discover inside you. It's not that the Creator has this incompleteness. On the one hand, he's empty. On the other hand, he's full. Rather, he's it's the same point with him, but for me it's two different discernments when I have one system that is connected to the upper force and another system that is the opposite. What it feels is rejection.
I also feel what Shai says, that this incompleteness is a state that's revealed only in me, that the Creator Himself is, of course, is whole. But the state of incompleteness in me means that in me awaken all kinds of desires to control, to set up, to organize reality, and the wholeness is the flow with the upper force.
Yeah, the way I imagine it to be is from the perspective of our connection, that this incompleteness is like a Chinese wall around my heart, that I can't, no matter how much I want, there is a wall, I can't. And the wholeness is a tight, strong connection between us that is there every moment. It simply teaches us how to live in this thing. There's nothing else. It's only the Creator holding that.
I really ask that we will change the situation and look at things differently. That wholeness refers to my feeling that no matter what, I'm above it. It is out there, aside, with respect to my kli. And incompleteness is when I want to discover more, to discover wholeness in the friends, and I get a chance to be in contact with the Creator in order to satisfy them, that I'm lacking wholeness in their kli. I can merge with them only in their desires, and this is what I want to fill with wholeness, the feeling of the Creator.
And the presence of the Creator has to be there in this whole business, in a sense that my bones will say it all the time, that you feel that you're always controlled by the Creator, and it's good. And this, the state of incompleteness can exist along with the completeness.
You feel like you can't connect to the friends, but at the same time you feel what the Kabbalists are saying. You came to this realization in all your bones, and you know that this is your progress.
Rav, how can one hold himself, that on the one hand a person, as we saw, we just read it, that on the one hand, a person sees the world filled with torments. On the other hand, he should reach a state that Shekhinah, divinity, is clothed over the whole world, and the world is whole, in wholeness, so that we see they have eyes but do not see, etc. How can we relate to the world this way? The group as well, and ourselves too. That on the one hand, we see all the flaws. On the other hand, what we should see is through that you see the Creator's control, how divinity is clothed over the whole world. Please.
To see the flaws and suffering in the world, it's no problem. It's in front of you all the time. The whole point is, in seeing the wholeness, is what we work on. Through acting, we try again and again to depict a state of greatness, importance, more connection, and everything we talk about.
These specific flaws that seem to be flaws in my eyes right now are revealed not as flaws, rather as flaws of my own perception. It's a Creator. He created it all. It's like an opposite thing of Him, so that I'll see that He is whole. There's the Creator's making here.
Basically, the Creator Himself created the flaws in my perception to help me approach Him. Through these flaws, I'll understand where I am and what's the point I have to press in order to be corrected.
These are the two sides of the same coin, meaning each of these states cannot stand on its own. There's something higher than the feeling of wholeness or incompleteness, and that's the connection with the Creator. Doesn't matter what state a person is in. The question is, how can he find another opportunity to be in connection? That's it.
The suffering of everyone is more lack, chisaron, to adhere to the Creator, and the only one that prevents them from this is me. So I have to raise a prayer for their chisaron and ask for the power to bestow upon them so they can be in faith above reason. And then everything will exist in the same thing, but they'll have the strength to adhere to the Creator.
Yeah, because wholeness ultimately can stem only from adhesion. And when we have this common effort that enables it, well, then you can see all the flaws as wholeness as well, because there are only deficiencies and places where I see myself flawed and I can pray. Wholeness is when you complete, you can agree to everything that you see in reality as a new opportunity for adhesion.
The flaws are something that make you see how opposite you are from the Creator, and yet you understand that everything you had thus far is only the Creator set it up for you, so you will get to this point. So all these flaws are just stages in the ladder that he built for you so you can achieve his state of advocate with him and how he raised you or reared you every moment in the best way. Excerpt number 3 from Rabash, what is to warn the great about the small in the work. It is written in an article, a person should depict to himself as though he has been rewarded with complete faith in the Creator, and he already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world in as the good who does good, meaning that the whole world receives from him only goodness. It therefore follows that when a person engages in faith in the Creator, a person should dedicate some time to depict to himself how he would feel when he is rewarded with nearing closeness to the Creator, and he would see with his eyes the delight and pleasure extending to him and to all of creations. How he would be in high spirits and how he would be delighted. This depiction requires continuation so that his faith will be like knowing and seeing, meaning that the measure of the faith should be like seeing and knowing. But this is a lot of work, since it is the path of truth, and it is as it is written, truth and faith, meaning that his faith will be in truth. And this is specifically like this depiction, that he should believe in the measure of the greatness of the faith as though he saw it, that he believes with his eyes. Meaning, to the same extent of excitement that he had when he saw, so he should be excited when he doesn't see, but only believes that this is so. This is why it's called faith in the path of truth, meaning that his faith is truly faith as though he knew. And this is called faith of truth, or in truth, as it is written, truth and faith.
So what's the difference between us attaining the truth or us depicting the truth in faith? Is the question clear? What's the difference between us attaining the truth or depicting it by our force of faith? Let's read it again.
Again, excerpt number 3. A person should depict himself as though he has been rewarded with complete faith in the Creator, and already feels in his organs that the Creator leads the whole world as the good who does good, meaning that everyone receives only good from him. It therefore follows that when a person engages in faith in the Creator, he should dedicate some time to depict to himself how he would feel when he is rewarded with nearness to the Creator, and he would see with his eyes the delight and pleasure extending to him and to all of creations. How he would be elated then, and how he would be delighted. That depiction requires continuation, so that his faith will be like knowing and seeing, meaning that the measure of the faith should be like seeing and knowing. But this is a lot of work, since it is a path of truth, as it is written, truth and faith. Meaning that his faith should be in a truthful way. This is specifically like this depiction, where he has to believe in the greatness of the faith as though he saw it, that he believes with his eyes. Meaning to the same measure of excitement that he had when he saw, so he should be excited when he doesn't see, but only believes that this is so. This is why it is called faith in a manner of truth, meaning that his faith is truly faith as though he knew it. And this is called faith of truth, as it is written, truth and faith.
What's the difference between what we attain on the path of faith and on the path of truth? What's the difference when you attain something in faith and you attain something in truth? Make an effort. Talk about it. Just try to be as relevant as possible, to the point. If you can't, you can't, but try through the connection. Within the connection lies the solution. Please.
What we attain through faith is what you don't have in the Kli, but you go above reason, after Kabbalists, out of a desire to resemble them. And if it's true, it's something that's revealed inside the Kli. And you grab it, you know it, you see it, it's yours. But it's like attainment in the will to receive.
Yeah, so faith is like the vessel of the Creator Himself, the quality bestowed, and knowing is simply the missing desire and what he gets or doesn't get.
I think all of our progress is in building this Kli of faith and faith above reason, and actually the bigger the gap between what is in the Kli and the place where he's filled with the power of faith and doesn't feel it in his will to receive, but out of equivalence of form with the Creator, so the attainment is greater.
Just like my will to receive is the most important thing for me right now, that's how I feel and experience the world, so the desire of the friend or his will to bestow becomes the most important thing, and through that I feel the world. It has to be to that same extent, and even more, feeling reality through the will to bestow, through the desire of the friends.
I don't know, the only thing I managed to think about is that one, that this is our way, all the way through the end of correction, and the other is the end of correction. And then we are in faith, and only afterward we begin to work with knowledge.
And it also seems to me that it happens in each and every degree, because it's as if faith is a matter of complete annulment and wholeness in the state of katnut, in a state where a person's whole attention is only on the vessels of bestowal, and in knowing, you open up the vessels of reception already, and additional great desires you cannot ascribe, and you put them also into the middle line and adhesion with the Creator.
Faith is to build in me the next degree. This is already man's free choice by which he can advance.
Rav, so how do we behave if we depict for ourselves that we're in the Ibu already? Meaning, we're missing nothing besides behaving just like we're in the Ibu. And then by that we do invite him, we discover him in wholeness, in faith, in knowing, in feeling.
How do we behave in Ibu?
Besides the fact that the Creator can force us to be in the Ibu, even without our desire, if the upper light would bestow on us right now, and then we would necessarily be in it. We have to go into this state with faith, meaning on our own. We want to build this state. It's like children building their own state, building this situation on their own. It's by acting, by raising man, by the deficiency. That's what calls for the true state. But it will never come from the Creator himself. Otherwise, it will be corporeality again. Not necessity. There's a degree of still. How should we now behave in this state of Ibu? First of all, talk about the fact that it's clear to us that we have to build this state rather than it will come from above. When we build this state, this is what we say when we talk about building it with faith. Only this way do we want it to happen. Just like we said before, that if it's only for myself, it's not worthwhile living. What does he say? That living for your own self is not worthwhile, and that no, you only want to exist in order to give contentment to the Creator. So, how do we now, just like children, build this state of Ibu, and just like Rabash says, that the little girls play with dolls, for them, it's more truthful than the truth itself, in reality. With a real baby, she doesn't wanna deal with him, but a doll, she does. This is the way we are. Please. From this moment on, we are in the Ibu. What should we do? Come on.
What should we do? We should make an effort, just like we're doing today, each one according to his ability to give, to invest more in connection, exert in the connection between us. The important thing is not to be stuck in this sympathy with me, but to be above it. And wait, we have to come to a prayer that the Creator will do something. We're preparing the Kli, but in the end, He completes it. To see all of creation as the good who does good, that we are there as one Kli, connected, acting according to His will, and to exert in this every single moment.
We need to look inside ourselves for more and more deficiencies, not to agree to anything that brings us to relaxation in the will to receive, a sensation of fulfillment, but on the contrary, to chase the Creator, to constantly look for where else can we add. To find that place of complete dependency in the Creator, the complete request from Him. That state we're building.
Rav, why should the approach be that we build the state, that we're like this old man crying out that now this bag is about to fall, so help me? Why is this approach called the approach of faith, rather that we are expecting to get something from above, that the help will come when only after we did everything we have to do, and then maybe then we'll discover that we can't do something. That's what the verse says when it says that the Creator will finish the work. Why is this approach considered to be the approach of faith, the spiritual one? Please.
Because it connects us, it aims us towards connection between us, to the correction of the shattering. I don't know, it looks like we're disturbing there. It took me out of concentration.
Yeah, as long as we do not use all the forces, and then we can say that we are incapable of, then the will to receive hides and says, and he's also given from above everything that they can give him, and he will say, it's me. First of all, we have to say, I'm not for me, who else is for me? And only then you can say, there's none else besides him.
Because we need vessels. There's no light without a vessel. We need a vessel and preceding exertion. We need to turn the state of the work and exertion to the apex of our aspirations. And in every blemish, in every attempt, in every effort you made and you perform, on each and every friend, on each and every discernment, and each and every instance, you come with a prayer and argument and complaint and all these attempts, all this, the abundance that fills them. We read it. We need this meaty prayer.
Man's free choice is to build mind and an emotion, which is not like in work, like working in order to advance for the will to receive. Rather, here I want to advance for something much greater, for the mind of the Creator.
The attitude has to be such that everything is built on the deficiency, and by going and building the next state, and we imagine it, and we try, and we play, by that we build the deficiency. The Creator can't give you something you don't lack. That's why the building it is essential.
Yeah, we come from the side of deficiency, from the side of the work, and we have to see in it perfection and not something that is lacking and I do not receive. Rather, this ability to build a chisaron, a deficiency, this is what wholeness is.
Not just the ability to build a deficiency, also as if the fact that the created being has to give his 100% to feel that he can't, that's something that has to be. through that you build the connection with the upper one. Otherwise you're constantly in a state of either receiving all the time, feeling yourself, or in a state where you think you're doing everything yourself, on your own. You must give everything and then feel that you need His help.
The will to receive directly, don't have to work on it, you don't have to create it, it already exists. The whole thing is that the spiritual kli is something which is not there. We need to create it, and this is against the correction of the shattering, against the separation between us. So this is what it's all about, why the work is required of us, because this is a kli that we need to build. We don't have it naturally.
Rav, how do we come to a state where specifically the building of the state of Ibu, where we build it ourselves, it's more precious than if the Creator would do it? Let's say, like a rag doll is more precious to us than a living baby. How can we relate to this work with importance, the utmost importance? And we don't want the Creator to get involved. It's our exertion. We want to build it. You have made me. By that, we're building everything. Please.
It all depends on the importance of the Creator. If He bestows, we want to bestow ourselves. It means that we want to do this work regardless of how we feel. Meaning we do everything, we discover that we are incapable, we discover that we cannot, and that gives us the discernment of how great He is, how much He controls everything, how much He governs the entire reality. But before that, we have to put in our own effort in order to have such a discernment that we are incapable and He is. We can't and He can.
We need to change our perception. Where seemingly the Creator also needs our work, and He expects our work, and without our work He can't do anything. And in this sense, like a child who's managing the entire family, we also control him. We don't want it. So we need a desire. And that's why the work is to ignite the desire between us. And that's the most exalted, holy, highest thing ever. When the created being generates, produces yearning.
And in order for us to grow, in order for us to reach the degree of the Creator, we ourselves have to build this pattern. And only after we can build this pattern, only then the Creator can fill it with some extent of light. And then it receives the spirit of life. And in that, we have acquired our independency.
That's the thing, exactly. You have to bring ourselves to a state where the ragdoll is going to be so important that you have no need for the baby, because the ragdoll is giving you exactly the same, I don't know, discernment that you have inside this baby. Because then, same thing is here. We have to bring ourselves to bring such a thing, such a vessel, that will lack nothing. Rav, how do we remain in the vessel of truth called the faith of truth, and we don't exchange it for exertion?
No,
a little more effort.
Because that is what bestow is. It's the continuation of the previous question. This is my ability. This is the way of bestow. This is an actual act of bestow. If everything comes from the Creator and it becomes knowledge or reason, this is no longer bestow.
Yeah, it's exactly my way of connection with the Creator. Only through this fact that I will maintain my independence and I would not enter it into knowledge, we can keep connection with the Upper One. The faith is the whole thing. That's the meaning of building the second floor. That's the connection with the Upper One. That's the equivalence of form with Him. I don't bring it into my will to receive, but I build connection with Him.
Yeah, I also think so. The connection is what matters. This is the main thing. What enables us to be connected to the Creator, this is what we want. And if knowledge blocks this connection with the Creator, then we don't need it anymore. Oh, I already know, feel, so it's pointless. It's better to be in a state where we can constantly renew the connection with the Creator.
When we constantly search for a place to add connection between us, just like the old man searching constantly not to relax, not to rest, to make sure that the goal is to add at any given moment more adhesion, more need for connection with Him.
Yeah, knowledge is something problematical. It blocks a person, it can drop in into the will to receive, but in faith, perhaps it's like this, perhaps it's like that. You're in a constant, well, what is desirable in your eyes, in the eyes of the friend, in the eyes of the Creator, you have a constant inner motion of deficiency. This is the desirable thing.
Yeah, the faith of truth is to search for the next degree. What else can I add to come closer to the Creator? How can I rise another degree to be more in adhesion? Rav, why specifically in this way we are similar to the Creator, we are in adhesion with Him? And when do we need knowledge? Why specifically now, when we use only faith in our effort, our own effort only, we are in adhesion with the Creator? And when do we require faith? I'm sorry, knowledge.
Faith enables us to work above reason, time after time, not to identify ourselves with the will to receive knowledge. But your whole nature is knowledge. So perhaps we need knowledge or reason only while you can use it for the sake of others. Then you need knowledge. If it will be given to you and it will be like an unripe fruit, you will not be given it. You need to reach a state where you have it, but you're not dependent on it, like a pleasure for its pleasure. Rather, you need it in order to realize it.
I don't remember the question exactly, but I remember that knowledge, we need knowledge, absolutely, that we need to only follow the path of faith. It's felt strongly.
Why, in our effort, we resemble the Creator and are in addition with Him? Because through our effort, we actually do what the Creator wanted us to do to start with. That we will exit ourselves, that we will look for Him, and that is the knowledge that we need. We need the knowledge that there's a Creator that wants us to follow that path. Perhaps this is what we need, and that perhaps gives us the strength.
Maybe we need knowledge so that on top of it we can strengthen the faith. I don't know, these things feel very distant. Why specifically in our effort, in our exertion, we what? Why? Only in our exertion we are similar to the Creator. Because it's possible that this effort necessitates connection with the Creator. We need Him to sustain the effort to, I don't know, He's there.
An effort is to add connection when we're already connected. And then we need the Creator. We need greater of His greatness. And then we will need Him more. And we need knowledge. This is another stage where we have to fill the deficiencies of the friends, not just be connected with them.
Yeah, the effort because that's the way in which we can express our devotion. And we can generate this yearning. And also I feel it. Knowledge in order to strengthen the faith to go to the next degree. It's like two sides of the Rishimo, tlapshut v'aviut, clothing
yeah.
And coarseness.
Yeah, knowledge sounds like the clothing of the light in the Kli. This is a point where you build faith for the upper degree, for the next degree. Excerpt number 4 from Shamari number 40, Faith in His Rav, What is the Measure? When one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect one presently has equivalence of form, since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness. Otherwise, there is no completeness. It is as our sages said, divinity does not stay, but only out of gladness of mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason that it brings one joy is the mitzvah. Meaning that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line, it follows that one keeps the commandments of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. Left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. But thus, how can one be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason. And this is called faith. This is the meaning of, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come unto thee and bless thee. In every place means, although one is still not worthy of a blessing, nonetheless, I gave my blessing. Because you make a place, meaning a place of gladness, in which the upper light can be. Again, when one is engaged in the right, the time is right to extend upper bounty, because the blessed adheres to the blessed. In other words, since one is in a state of completeness called blessed, in that respect, one presently has equivalence of form. Since the sign of completeness is if one is in gladness, otherwise there is no completeness. It is as our sages said, divinity does not stay but only out of gladness of mitzvah. The meaning is that the reason that it brings one joy is the mitzvah. Meaning that the Rav had commanded him to take the right line. It follows that one keeps the commandments of the Rav, that he was allotted a special time to walk on the right and a special time to walk on the left. Left contradicts the right, since left means when one calculates for oneself and begins to examine what he has already acquired in the work of God, and he sees that he is poor and indigent. Thus, how can one be in wholeness? Still, one goes above reason because of the commandment of the Rav. It follows that one's entire wholeness was built on above reason. And this is called faith. This is the meaning of, in every place where I cause my name to be mentioned, I will come unto thee and bless thee. In every place means, although one is still not worthy of a blessing, nonetheless, I gave my blessing, because you make a place, meaning a place of gladness, in which the upper light can be.
So again, what does it mean, a commandment, precept? What does it mean, a good deed? And what is a good from good deeds? That we... the joy that we have to reach. And then in the joy, in the joy of the commandment, we receive the revelation of the Creator. Please.
What is a mitzvah? A mitzvah of joy. Everything are actions we do towards bestowal, towards connection. And there is a feeling of joy. There is some fulfillment because you have a tendency to connect, a tendency to bestow.
If we are in a truly united, concentrated effort trying to build this deficiency, this desire, this quality, but it takes place through a great effort to build a deficiency.
We constantly have to build that deficiency, constantly, time after time. And despite the collision there is between knowledge and faith, we have to, every time again, to prefer that state of knowledge.
Our effort to cleave to the right, to choose bestowal, to think, to want to be in the desire of the other, to serve the friends, all this effort over and over again. It's renewed. This is a mitzvah. That's also the joy. We're going with coercion towards a state of joy, of the right, of connection, of wholeness.
Yeah, we awaken between us a deficiency for a greater connection, to be more adhered to the Creator. And for that opportunity, we are glad.
Because the state exists, the state of connection, adhesion, and wholeness. It's waiting for us. We have to reveal it with a little bit more effort. We got all the instruments, all the means. How not to be happy? You have to be a step further in the future, to live there all the time, all the time. I don't know. It feels like from this workshop that this Congress should be this kind of Congress of extreme joy, that we're not coming down from the state of wholeness, state of Ibul, and that's it. No one is going to convince me otherwise. And we continue with this thought only at that point. It'll be a miracle. Insane.
Yeah, and then this is a mitzvah every moment. I do not judge the friend according to what I see and according to how I feel. Rather, I truly want to justify him every moment more and more. And I'm asking the Creator to give me the strength to truly see the friends as the greatest thing in the world. And that brings us joy, that we can truly adhere to the Creator.
Rav, how specifically through the attitude of faith on top of the Rishimo, meaning on top of the given state in the group, I come to the spiritual degree. How? Through the attitude of faith to the current state, the given state, I'm reaching the spiritual degree. But specifically when the light of faith shines on the Shimon, the given state, and from that the spiritual world is built. It is revealed. please.
In a state of faith, we constantly depict for ourselves, we try to build, to act. The state of Ibu, how much, the way everyone understands it or attains it, this is one. And in the given state, you experience this world, everyone with his own experience of observation. And what raises us from this world to that reality of faith is the prayer that is being built between these two edges. We need to have a great deficiency when you can no longer bear that present state and you have to live in the state of faith, and then the Creator can elevate you.
Yeah, because the faith is an attitude. It's my attitude towards my will to receive. I don't want to receive any feeling in it. And specifically in that, I work in my attempt to be similar to the Creator, to work towards Him. And by that, I have some degree of a coolness of form. And the light can come and invert and build this place. Give me the strength to work and bestow in faith.
The fact that the state of faith is a state that brings us closer to the Creator becomes more and more clearer to us. How much we need that place, and not to stay where we are, immersed in the will to receive, be in a state of knowledge and confidence, that the degree of faith above the will to receive builds the connection with the upper one, and that becomes very clear to us. And I think that other than that, from every round it becomes clearer and clearer that also that state of faith above reason is not inside my kli. It's also made here in the common kli between the friends.
How the attitude of faith is bringing us closer to the spiritual state. The attitude of faith is a spiritual state. So if we act in it, if we want to be in it, begin to arrange a certain attitude. We want to have an attitude of faith towards one another, in the 10, let's say. Well, then we bring ourselves closer to spirituality.
It's like there's a person, well, there are such people who say, what? Who? Me? Of course I can do this. And they say the thing that if just a second ago they would ask him, he wouldn't even think about it. Like he put like an impossible goal before him and he works for it the rest of his life. And this is what we have to do, as Amit said earlier, that we're already there, and now to exert ourselves to burn as much as we can, do whatever we can in order to reach that point, because all that we need is only a place where we can bestow and through the effort to ask for the Creator's help. That's it.
Yeah, because my Rishimo is broken. And it's old, and I've done many things, and this, and that, and the other. And on top of that, I have to be like a kid, running in the field, playing. And that's what we have to generate between us. This whole Congress should be like this. Hey, wow, what excitement we have from, you know, playing with the Creator. He let us play with the highest thing in reality, and we're doing it. So we're acting, we're playing like kids who got, you know, blank pages and paint, and they're making this common paint. They don't know what, but then the kindergarten teacher later will say how beautiful it is, and we'll hang all the paintings together and we'll see this common picture. Just play.
And that game happens now. Here in the workshop, every one of us talks, and we all hear what everyone is saying. It is as if the Creator Himself is talking, and we're trying to add more and more, everyone another piece of wood to the bounty fire, and we create a great fire, great warmth between us, and out of that the Creator shines upon us.
Question, how to do everything we're talking about?